Hello and welcome to You're Kidding Me with me, Michelle Jenkins. This is episode 34 and we have an extra special episode this week for International Women's Day. We're going to hear lots of fabulous fun facts about awesome women, some great jokes, a story from a lovely girl and, of course, some super fantastic achievements from you, our listeners. So, let's get started.
Gibberish joke.
As always, we've got to start with our ultra silly gibberish jokes. The first one is from Orla, age 5. Knock, knock. Who's there? Smell map. Smell map who? Oh, no thanks. The next one is from Annie, age 7. Did you hear about the marathon runners that are in love? They're doing long distance. And the last one is from Eleni, age 6. Why did the cake go to the doctor? He felt crummy. I love those jokes. Remember to keep sending them in at yourkiddingme13@gmail.com.
Fun facts.
As it was International Women's Day this week, I thought I would share some facts about some wonderful women who have done amazing things. The first one is Malala, who was a girl who was fighting for other girls' chance to be able to go to school in Pakistan. She was shot, but she managed to survive and she since won a Nobel Peace Prize and she's kept fighting for children to be able to go to school, especially girls. Helen Keller was the first deaf-blind person to be able to write a book. Wow! And she went to university and she got a degree. Amelia Earhart was the first person to fly solo across the Pacific Ocean. That's amazing. Emily Davidson jumped in front of a horse as part of the fight for women's right to vote. And she, along with other women, managed to make it so that not just boys, but girls, as they grow up, get to vote for the people that they want to run the country. And the last person, Rosa Parks, was around a long time ago when people with different skin colours weren't allowed to sit together on the bus. She stood up against that. And she tried to fight for the rights of everyone to be treated equally. And she made massive, massive differences. There are so many women and men, but especially women today we're thinking of, that have made such a big difference in the world. I wonder, what's your difference in the world going to be?
Would you rather?
And thinking about that idea, about how we can make a difference, would you rather is a bit more serious this week. Would you rather help 100 people a little bit or one person but completely change their life? I think I would prefer to help 100 people a little bit because then I can make a little bit of a change for lots of different people. Which would you prefer?
Riddle me this.
I wonder, did you manage to solve the riddle from last week? Shall we listen and see if we can work it out? Which word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it? Did you manage to guess? It was the word short, because it becomes shorter when you add the E and the R to the end. This next one, you're really going to have to put your thinking caps on today, because it's a bit of a maths riddle. Let's listen carefully. When Grant was 8, his brother was half his age. Now Grant is 14. How old is his brother? I'll read it once more. When Grant was 8, his brother was half his age. Now Grant is 14. How old is his brother? You'll have to put your thinking caps on and then we'll find out the answer next week. instead of our wonderful wandering this week, I thought that we would instead take a few minutes to think about all the amazing things that our listeners are doing, especially the female ones, as it's International Women's Week. So, shall we have a listen to some of these shout-outs of things that we can all be really proud of? The first one is for Myla, age 7, who made popcorn and a banana split at Forest School all by herself. Fantastic. The next one is from Emma, age 3, who was the star of the week at nursery for amazing singing. The next one is for Arwin, age 3. Her Auntie Claire says she's been really brave because she's had chickenpox and she's not picked her scabs at all. Wow. The next one is from Eleanor, age 10. She is the first female in her weekly timed 2 kilometre race. She runs it in under 9 minutes. Whew. And then I've had some messages for some grown-up girls. Squidge Pops has said that her aunt has done the London Marathon, age 60. Whew. Grace is age 18 and she's got into her dream uni. Nicola, age 25, has passed her training. Georgie, age 31, has worked all the way through the last tricky couple of years in a care home, working really hard. And Kat, age 25, has always been a lovely, positive, smiley influence and a great sister. What have you done that you can be really proud of? I know that all of you listening could come up with lots of different things. Why don't you tell your mummies and daddies and sisters and brothers now?
Story time.
Similar to last week, we have a myth this week, this time written by May, age 8. So let's snuggle down and let's have her listen to her amazing mythical story. Long, long ago, a huge dusty pyramid was blocking the hot flaming sunset. In a little happy village in Egypt somewhere, there lived a not-so-old girl called Rashida. She was clever, determined and friendly. She had a shiny golden hair and amazing red boots. Since she was only young, she needed to prove that she was a warrior and she was going to do it. From the day she heard she was going to be famous, she felt so excited. It was like she was going to faint. She had been selected to find the golden egg as she was the very best at throwing spears. Happily, she set off as the sun was rising. She was not going to fail, even though she did not know what was ahead of her. On her quest, she was now carefully swimming through the cold, shimmering water and was feeling happy, but also quite scared. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a whirlpool appeared and she was getting sucked down. She swam closer, but she got sucked down more. What was she thinking? Then, whilst in the whirlpool, she saw the golden egg. She grabbed it. She shouted, "Help me!" But her voice was quiet and dim and no one could hear. Finally, the whirlpool slowed and gently put her on the ground. But now, in front of her, was a huge, hungry griffin. Its red eyes were silently staring at her. Surprisingly, it grabbed a soggy, wet fish and gobbled it up. She thought for a moment. Then she put her hand out. And to her surprise, the griffin grabbed her shining egg and helped her put it in a small, comfy bag. Then she happily hopped on the griffin and swiftly flew through the hot desert. She flew for what seemed like forever until she was finally home. Well, it was kind of hers, and threw it some squirmy, slippery fish and then hurried away. When she got to the pyramids, the king said she could go and keep her beautiful, mythical friend, the griffin. She had the egg and she gave it to the king, and the king carefully placed it on a plump, bouncy pillow. She was now so tired, she left with her griffin and she got into bed. She was so tired and she tried to hold herself together, but very soon she was fast asleep after her long adventure. What a lovely adventure story with those mythical elements of a beast, and also it was set in Egypt. I really loved that. And if you have a story that you want to share, you can send yours too to yourkiddingme13@gmail.com.
Mindfulness Minutes.
For our Mindfulness Minutes today, in your head I would like you to picture a woman or a girl that you are really proud of. It could be a mum, a sister, a grandma, an auntie, a cousin, a friend, anyone that you are really proud of. And I want you to put that picture in your head and breathe in and out. Think about, what is it that they do that you think is so amazing? And let's breathe in and out. How do you feel about that person? Do you really love them? Do you admire them? Have a think about what word would be the best word to use to describe them. And breathe in and out. And now, lastly, think about that quality and think about how you could be like that in your life. And two last deep breaths. In and out and in and out. Maybe after that mindfulness minute, you might want to share a big hug or tell someone that you love them. And so that's another episode done this week. Thank you so much for listening. And if you've enjoyed it, please leave us a little review or a star rating to tell us more about what you like and what you'd like to see more of on the podcast. And don't forget, we need you to, so you need to send your jokes and stories and fun facts to yourkiddingme13@gmail.com. Until next time, bye!